Third anniversary of Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat's passing. In the early hours of April 10, 2000, Arunachala Bhakta Bhagavat, the founder of Arunachala Ashrama, Bhagavan Sri Ramana Maharishi Center, New York and Nova Scotia, Canada, quietly shuffled off his mortal frame. To remember this day and his life of complete devotion and dedication, devotees and family members gathered in the New York Ashrama on April 10, 2003. Following along with one of his recordings, they recited his favorite hymn to the Divine Mother, Sri Lalita Sahasranamam Stotram, and took turns reading from his voluminous prayer manuscripts. Half a page in its original typewritten format is printed below. 3333 Bhagavan, thou art the Self. Wednesday, August 15, 1973. Thou maketh me experience thee in the cavity of the lotus of my heart. Lord, O the abode of jnana and bhakti, Sri Ramana Arunachala Parabrahman, prostrations and salutations to thy lotus feet thousands upon thousands of times for giving me the rarest opportunity of hearing thy name and becoming merged in the holy hill of the beacon light. There has never been the least shadow of doubt within my mind as to the ultimate mission that I must carry out with thy infinite grace and mercy. The complete and total abidance in the Self, in the inmost recesses of my heart, is the mission with which thou hast charged me, and now it is for thee to take the work from me for which I have been given the body. In each and everything of this creation, thou art pervading and permeating and teaching me day and night. I must leave behind the world of duality and become dissolved into the holy hill of the beacon light. I know this much only, that thou makest me dive deeper and deeper into the widest expanse of my heart so that I could experience thy glorious and gracious presence all the time. My whole body is seized with the chanting and recitation of thy powerful name, Om Namo Bhagavate Sri Ramanaya, and I am trying my level best to hold on to the Self, nothing but the Self, and thereby become merged in thee once and for all. This much has always been abundantly clear as a crystal to me, that without thy infinite grace and mercy, I shall never be able to cross the sea of births and deaths, Sri Ramana Arunachala. Thou art ever gleaming, glimmering, glistening, glittering, glowing, and shining as I, within the lotus of my heart, and teaching me to abide in the Self day and night, and become merged in the holy hill of the beacon light. Thou plunged my breath into the depths of my heart and thereby reminded me to abide therein all the time and become free from the objects of sense world. Each and every expiration and inspiration of my breath makes me turn to the source in the heart and abide therein without the least difficulty. Thou makest me drink the nectar of thy name, so that the bonds and bondages of births and rebirths could be cut asunder once and for all. The Silent One possessed me in silence and poured into me a speechless word. That was the seed of wisdom. That word, O friend, had a magic effect on my life. It hushed up the mind and opened my heart to the silent embrace of the divine, with heart surging in love and melting within, with words faltering in joyous confusion, with eyes streaming tears and hands folded in meekness, let us thy grace contemplate. Thy Manavar.